This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Beastie Boys, huh?
Yeah, you know, mix it up a little bit.
I feel you. All right, let's give something away. Let's do it. This is The Usual Suspects. We're here till 4. It's Joel, it's Barry, it's Nick. And it's free stuff. All you got to do is call in and win. We're giving away a $25 gift card to Uberito, and you'll be entered into the grand prize drawing for a trip to Los Angeles to see Snowfall. Executive producer John Singleton wants you to be ready for the new FX original series. You and a guest will be flown to L.A. for a 4-day, 3-night trip to see the world premiere screening of Snowfall. You'll get round-trip flights. You'll receive a $250 cash gift card, 3 nights hotel accommodations, and you'll be able to attend the screening Monday night at the Ace Hotel with Singleton and the cast, plus attend an interactive, immersive event on Sunday. See how crack began when Snowfall premieres Wednesday, July 5th at 10 on FX. We'll take caller number 10, 713-780-3776. Caller number 10, 713-780-3776. Get that Uberito gift card and get a chance to win that grand prize.
Does this song fall in the category? Isn't this an automatic disqualification?
No, it's actually on a breakdancing movie soundtrack as
this
well.
Is this Crush Groove?
Yep.
Crush Groove?
Yes, indeed okay. It is.
Doesn't sound breakdance-ish enough for me.
It's not your typical, you know, Planet Rock, Afrika Bambaataa
style. But you had already taken those.
Style. there were others that I think he could have went with, but hey, I'm not making his list for him, so. Okay.
Yes, Bordo. Just so you Googled yours and, you know, just pick and choose with a flip of a coin, it'll be fine.
I don't think that's a breakdance song.
Crush Groove is definitely a breakdance movie, and that's definitely in Crush Groove. So it's
Sheila
a breakdance song. Yeah, that as well. Not everything fits the formula, but it was still in the air, so it wouldn't matter.
Well, anytime I can get Joel to lose.
I'm with you on that, though.
You don't want me to lose in about an hour.
I'm totally with you on that.
Joel is pumped. He's got his home court advantage.
No.
He's got...
You loving these
I'm
rims.
I'm on your team,
He's
by
got the rims.
Yeah. Don't be hassling our
the
star
one
player.
The opportunity you had to get rid of Laminack was yesterday, and you passed up on it.
Because I'm a team player. I want my team to stay together. You're trying to move them for draft picks.
I pulled the Dwight Howard yesterday.
Burrito.
Locker room cancer.
Yeah, you kind of did.
Yeah. Such a dick move yesterday. Trying to get rid of me?
Now you're going
to
blow both of your pairs of shoes out. Barry, I'll go 2-on-3 and still win.
I know I told you I'm not great, but I'm not, like, terrible. I mean, baby.
I can't wait for this game. I am most excited about watching Barry Laminack play more than anything else. Did you tell him about my intern trade being the ref?
I got a wet J, bro. Wet. So wet.
Finish that one, please.
Like a prom date. All right.
He didn't have anything.
No,
like a Kubiak. What?
Yeah, no. What Nick wanted to do for the referee, because Tyler said he would ref.
Yeah.
And then that was fine. And I tried to pay him off with 31 cents, and he wasn't having it. I was like, hey, bro, just make sure we get all the calls tonight. And
You're coming out hacking?
I'm coming out yelling foul, like right off the
all
jump.
Right.
Like, check, foul. Like on the check ball. I'd be like, why are you throwing so hard? That's a foul. Like, do I get free throws?
I'm hoping we can get away with some fouls on Ashton. Like, a lot of big players I played with, they were cool about getting fouled all the time. So hopefully he's cool about getting...
He likes it rough? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Is that his category?
Is that his category for him?
If that's what it takes to him... I'm concerned about Ashton.
Are you?
Very concerned.
Are you worried he's going to, like, post you up or what?
<That's>...
Is that what you're worried about?
No. But intern Trey could be the ref.
What you should do is you do the old veteran move, right? You get that body up under him, like supporting him, all of him.
And then you just walk out of the way.
And then you pull the chair out
you
from
pull
under
the chair
him
out.
And watch.
It'll
be like slow motion. It'll be like slow motion, just roar, like at the end of King Kong, like right when he fell, just boom.
See, that's where it has to be.
Godzilla
filmed,
just going down.
Then you go to the Astros Supermo.
And we'll Facebook live it in slow motion. It'll just be, yeah. We're going to do that.
Sound effects on when he hits the.
So is Joseph really guarding you? Is that what he said?
He said he's like, he was all, man, I have a feeling I'm going to end up having to guard blank, and then I'm really going to be ticked up.
They're going to make, wait, they're going to let Joe guard you?
I think the shortest guy on the team.
Oh, my God. The slowest, too, I'm sure.
Joe
George has to be the slowest.
Dude, after this, he challenges you to a race in the gym.
Yeah.
Can you beat him?
I don't know.
You just call him the slowest guy in the gym. You got to beat him.
No, I said the slowest guy on their team.
Oh, on their team.
And he's the one that said that. He just looks like he's not athletic. Like he can't guard anyone. I didn't say he was slow.
You're just so cruel.
He's that guy that's got like
he just
patchy.
Looks like he's just so not athletic.
Yeah, he's got like patchy back hair. I feel like I don't even know. I've not seen him without a shirt, but I feel like he just got not even like you can't even go like George the Animal Steel, nice even pelt. It's just like a patchy black hair, back hair thing where it just looks weird. You know what I mean? Like I don't know.
Like Barry Warner's head.
A little bit, yeah. Kinda right. I bet, yeah.
Like a baboon's ass in the back coming out.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. But anyways, Nick's idea for a referee was to get Trey to referee, but get a referee shirt that's a black and pink stripe half shirt so that his guts hanging out the bottom, and then just make him run up and down the court.
Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Refereeing.
Mean as hell, but
hey, it'd be he would have
foul.
Just be like, that was on call for, guys.
Which guy would be the guy that has the referee shirt that's pink and black striped in their closet, Nick? Yeah, Nick. Nick's the guy. Nick and Oasis. Nick's going to be in the closet coming out of the closet with his shirt, if you know what I mean. Oasis.
That's funny.
You think he'd do it?
No.
Yeah.
I think he'd rep, but I don't think he'd wear the small size shirt.
I don't think he's wearing gut out of the bottom shirt.
I think if he was dedicated to becoming a famous radio person, he would. That's what I would tell him anyways.
Well, that's the approach. I was just going to say.
Oh, you know what? See, I should have done this because Jong still said I could have my personal intern. I should have just went ahead and said I wanted it to be Trey and then made him do it as part of his internship. Damn it, guys. All right, we need to go out.
Way to think things through again, Barry.
We'll go out and we'll throw this game and lose it so that we get a rematch, and then we'll make Trey do it. How about that? Joel's wait. You always say, I'm the competitive one. Joel's like, I am not throwing this game.
You know that.
I know. That's why I feel safe.
I ain't throwing that. No.
I feel safe that we're winning today. God, if we lose, I'm going to be so mad.
All right, let me throw
this
out.
You know why we're going to, if we do lose, we're going to, you know why, who's to blame?
Yeah, Ooh. Me.
Yeah.
Well,
so you can't blame me for trying to get rid of you yesterday.
Yeah, I can.
Not really.
I can. I mean, I don't like my sister. I never tried to get rid of her. I'm just kidding, Angie. I love you. That wasn't right.
I'm with you. I don't like my sister, but I did.
You just see?
I'm not kidding, Lynn.
That's... Oh, my God.
Dang, Joel.
I know she's listening, so why not give her something to listen to? Then it'll make for a much more spirited Christmas the next time we all get together.
Do y'all really hate each other?
No.
Don't
not
lie.
No.
Why are you winking at me?
I'm
just
not.
Kidding. You're
it's
not.
Funny, yeah.
Just trying to get him in trouble.
Yeah, that'd be great. Taylor's been waiting, wants to get in here on Astros trade possibilities. Taylor, what's up?
What's going on, fellas? I hope I have a little time. I was just riding around, just thinking, I listen to you guys, and I listen to national radio on sports and local. And just everybody is just the same thing. Not saying, you know, it's the banter and it's everything. But everybody, is every man in the world, are we all just immature? I'm just saying, it just seems like we all the same people.
What do you mean? You know,
where are you going with this?
We crack on our friends. Everybody talk about their friends alike. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yes.
The only thing is just skin color is different. That's it.
I agree with you. We're all
the same people.
Yes, we are all immature. I'm totally with you on that.
Okay, I just was, but I mean, you know, but we don't want women to tell us that, but.
No, hell no.
Guys, we can say that. Women, we going to bow up. Well, but anyway, well, I was calling to say, Mr. Blank.
Yes. Sir.
You're Jeff Luhnow.
Yeah.
Would you do this deal?
Okay.
Mike Trout for Bergman, Springer, and Polino. Would you do that deal?
Absolutely.
Okay. And why won't we do that deal? Because I heard it was out there like a year ago because they want to dump the salary. He's at 19.5. That would kind of save you some trouble down the road for when you have to pay these guys. Or it makes the decision easier because when Correa comes up and, you know, if Correa is asking prices too much, you already have Trout locked in. I think he's like 19.5 a year for the next 4 or 5 years. So... Well,
Taylor, first of all, you got to give me better sources than that. Anybody could say, I mean, anybody on the internet or otherwise could throw a rumor out there and then it's out there. But then, you know, the other thing that you get into is, why in the hell would the Angels want to get rid of Mike Trout? Was he two-time MVP?
The Angels aren't trading Mike
Trout. He's not trading him. Right? They're not, and he's the only thing they can hang their hat on.
You don't trade the best player in baseball.
Correct.
You just don't do that. He's the best player on the planet.
No question.
It's like trading LeBron James. You're not doing that. No.
I agree.
Not going to happen.
But for that scenario, would I do that?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. That would be a stupid trade on the Angels' part.
Right. So, okay. So we got that. By the way, that song right there was recommended by my man that was at the house doing drywall today. Because I was sitting there grasping at straws. And he's like, you know Little Susie? I go, no. And he played it for me on his phone. I go, but that'll be one of my songs. Thank you very much. All right, so we continue to roll on. Way Back Wednesday is Breakdancing Tunes, and we've got basketball to talk about when we get back, so we can talk about the finals and the fact that if indeed the Warriors win, does it start the creation of the super team era? And if it did, would you be in favor of it? And who would be the first couple teams to load up? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, Usual Suspects. Before we hand it off to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz, is Fred back today? Hope the air conditioning's on in his crib.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think AJ will be here.
The Blitz is next.
Yeah, but the Blitz is next. So, Game 3 tonight, series shifts to Cleveland. I would say it's a must-win for the Cavaliers.
Yep.
Regardless. But at the same time, Nick, you know, and you're a big basketball guy, too, like me. But I was thinking about this. Who would be the next? First of all, as a fan, if the Warriors win, are you in the mode that now, in order to win the title, because it looks like the Warriors are going to stick together, that you have to be a super team or create a super team? And are you okay with that as a fan of the NBA, both Barry and Nick, because of the fact that, look, I mean, it seems like the way of the world, that's the way it's going. It sucks. No one likes, unless you're in that city and get that super team in your backyard. Most people aren't a big fan, but it seems like that is the trend, especially if the Warriors win. And if they do, then it behooves me to ask the question next if you're okay with it. And then who's going to be the next super team to try and compete with the Warriors?
Do you have to create a super team is what you're asking?
Yeah. And are you okay with it? Is that cool?
I think it's cool as long as the NBA can demonstrate that they have a fair and, you know, like fair and balanced way of allowing players and medium-sized markets to get an opportunity to get some of these stars.
Well, I mean, the last couple collective bargaining agreements was all set up so that you were enticed financially to stay with the small market teams that drafted you because it was the only way for you to make the maximum amount of money. But even then, it doesn't, because the cap has gone way up, and for a lot of different reasons, it really hasn't prevented, obviously, guys from going like LeBron, like Kevin Durant.
I think the super team, I mean, you kind of have to now, right?
Yeah, it seems like it.
You look at the hip thing to say is big three. That's a, you know, three superstars on one team. They did it in Miami. They did it in Boston.
Yep.
Cleveland thought they did it with Love and Irving and adding LeBron. And, you know, they've done it in Golden State with Durant and Curry and Klay Thompson or Draymond Green.
Right.
Take your pick. Yeah, I mean, this is that era. Look at guys like, you've got superstars on teams. You know, you've got a James Harden. You've got a Russell Westbrook. But it's not helping. They're just outnumbered and outgunned. And I think to a degree right now, LeBron James is outnumbered and outgunned.
Oh, I don't think there's any question. One of the rumors out there is that if the Cavs get beat, because LeBron is so focused on just beating that one team and the fact that they're struggling with the Warriors, he wants Chris Paul and Carmelo.
Yeah, one or the other. Yeah, that and I don't. That doesn't make as much sense to me. Chris Paul and Kyrie Irving on the same team. Does that make sense?
I agree
to
with
you?
You know what makes more sense to me? The Clippers. The Clippers re-signing Chris Paul and Blake Griffin, and adding Carmelo Anthony, and maybe someone else, and going for it that way in a large media market like L.A., and just going for it.
I mean, I know LeBron likes Carmelo, but I just don't know if that's a good fit.
Yeah, Carmelo's always been tight with LeBron and CP3. So because the other rumor is CP3's going to the Spurs. Now you're pairing Kawhi,
yeah,
with CP3.
Now that would be
still
nasty.
Got Aldridge.
Yeah,
you'd have to give up the rights to Gasol, you know, to make it all work.
Sure.
But there will be guys that want to play with you because of that. You know, veterans on the downside. But I hate to say it because I hate the concept of the super team, but it seems like that's the way of the NBA. That's where we're headed.
If they lose, they're probably going to have to add somebody. I mean the Cavs. I'd like to see Paul George. I mean, if you're going to go out and recruit somebody and you're the Cavs, why not go get Paul George and have him play with Kyrie Irving and LeBron and Kevin Love? What do you guys think about that?
Because there is a cap in the NBA, and he's going to want a lot of money, too. And yeah, they already are paying three guys a whole hell of a lot. And LeBron, every year, remember now, he goes on a year-to-year so that every time that there's an increase in the cap, he maximizes how much he makes.
So Paul George is still young, but, I mean, at some point he's going to have to, like, you know, winning is going to have to be more important, right? He's probably not that at that age yet, right? He's probably, what, 27, 28?
He's looking for his first major big payday. You know, he's looking for a big, big, like Kyle Lowry. I mean, Kyle Lowry keeps saying, well, he's going to go wherever he can chase a ring. But really, if a team offers you $31 million a year next year or for the next 3 to 5 years, you're going to chase a ring and take less? No one's pulling a David West anytime soon because we've seen how that's worked out. He may get a ring. He'll never be able to recoup the $11 million that he walked away from. The difference between a $12 million deal for one more year remaining with Indiana, he opted out of it instead of staying in to get $12 million so that he could sign with the Spurs for a mil to try and win a ring, which he didn't do, and then sign for the veterans minimum with Golden State, still chasing that ring, but never to recoup that 11 mil.
Now, you know, you said that the salary cap, and it's a valid point, though, the salary cap with Paul George. The Golden State Warriors were able to make it work with Kevin Durant. And I'm not suggesting that you could keep Love, Kyrie Irving,
but in
LeBron, and then add Paul George. But right, you know, you could make that work.
But the reason why it worked with Golden State was this is the year that the cap went up exponentially.
Right.
So they capitalized on that. They cleared a lot of their bench and a lot of their big contracts and then made it a one-year deal with an option for a second, which neither team will pick up, which allows them to retain his rights to re-sign him after the season to a long-term deal.
Yeah, I guess I need to see what the Cavs cap space looks like.
We can get to all kinds of numbers, but it's gonna raise the question, if you're Cleveland, in the event that they lose this series, do we need another star? I mean, they have to ask themselves that question if they lose the series, right?
Well, I mean, look, and is Carmelo that guy? He's kind of on the downside. He's always been a selfish guy. He's a ball suffocator, if you want to use that term on this show, because it fits. But is he the answer? Because he's out there, sure, and the Knicks are dangling him, but is he a guy that's going to make that big of a difference? I mean, you look at Jimmy Butler. He's supposedly going to be out there too. Paul George is another one. If you're Boston and you realize you had the number one seed and really didn't have a chance against the Cavs, you're trying to get to where Cleveland is just to have a chance to take a shot at Golden State. Wouldn't you trade that number one pick, which is a guy full of potential? But by the time he maximizes his potential, the guys you got now are going to be over the hill or gone. Wouldn't you trade that right now for Jimmy Butler or Paul George and say, we got to make a run right now, and he's another guy to add to the puzzle that at least gives us a more competitive chance?
Yeah, I absolutely would.
Yeah, so I would too. I mean, I think that if that is indeed the way of the world, then Boston, who I still think doesn't really – I mean, Isaiah Thomas is, I guess, a superstar, but Al Horford isn't, but he's making superstar money. And they got to go for it now, because no matter how many picks they got, by the time those picks come to fruition and really start playing, Isaiah's going to be on the downside, Horford's on the downside, and you don't have the roster that you have right now. So, yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see. The Cavs are rumored to be looking at Carmelo and or CP3. The Spurs looking at CP3. But I think if the Clippers would maintain their core group and add a guy like Carmelo, they could be the next at least attempt at a super team. So we'll see. If you got any comments on that or you want to chime in, 713-780-ESPN. Let us know. Game 3 tonight in Cleveland as the series shifts to the East Coast or the borderline Midwest. As the Cavs looking to stay in the series, need a win desperately against the Warriors up 2-0. We are the usual suspects. We'll be back with more ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I had no idea the subject matter of this, but it was one of my all-time favorites back in the day.
You had no idea what it was about?
No.
You thought it was about, like, a highway? White lines?
Yeah, just, you know, naive child.
Nice.
Good song, though.
Yeah, it is a very good song.
So we continue with Wayback Wednesday as we continue to get breakdancing hits into the mix.
Yeah, and tell El Jefe to go to hell.
Yeah, El Jefe said, much like we...
You missed this tweet.
Yeah, I missed
just getting
tweet.
To him now. It was like an hour ago.
Yeah, I didn't realize that right. Until you guys just said something. He said that Wayback Wednesday has run its course. Let me tell you something, El Jefe. In case you don't know, going in and out of every segment, we have to have music anyways. So how has it run its course? We're picking... themes, different themes given to us by listeners. A lot of them have been adding to it, wanting, requesting. What, by the way, did you play that request that I gave you?
Oh, no, I didn't.
What a jerk.
No, but we still got time.
Okay, well, you know, you don't know.
I'm a jerk if I didn't play it.
You forgot, though. I had to remind you. You wouldn't have played
it. What was the name of the song again?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's on the text line.
Yeah, it's on the text line. Go find it. Because I forgot.
But El Jefe said way back Wednesday course. Is dead to him, and I responded by going, well, your comments are dead to us, so there you go.
Yeah, like, it's not dead. We have to have music. We might as well make it interesting. Yeah. We only do it one day a week.
Maybe for you, we'll do it multiple times during the week.
Yeah, you know what? It's going to be way back Monday. That doesn't make any sense.
To my sister, it would make perfect sense.
Yeah, it would.
Jeez.
Okay, I don't know if I want to do. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
So there was these kids put a ad on Craigslist for a dad. And it's pretty sad. I'm just going to read you the, instead of reading you the article about it, I'm just going to read you the ad and you tell me what you think, all right? This all right. was in Spokane, Washington. And so it says, needed. Generic father for backyard barbecue. To interested individuals, we will be throwing a backyard barbecue on June 17th to celebrate beer and each other. And that's like Father's Day, right? That's one day before or after or whatever. Yeah. We range in age from 21 to 26, and while most of us know how to operate a grill, none of us are prepared to fill the role of barbecue dad. That being said, we're in need of a generic father figure from 4 p.m. to about 8 p.m., though you may stay the full duration of the party. Duties include grilling hamburgers and hot dogs whilst drinking beer, bringing your own grill, though this is subject to change, we will provide all the meat. Refer to all attendees as big guy, chief, sport, champ, etc. while drinking beer. Talk about dad things like lawnmowers, building your own deck, Jimmy Buffett, etc. Funny anecdotes are highly encouraged, all while drinking beer. Desired experience, a minimum of 18 years experience as a father, a minimum of 10 years grilling experience, an appreciation of nice cold beer on a hot summer day. We can't pay you in money, but... we can give you all the food and cold beer your heart desires, grill for a few hours, then sit back, crack open a cold one with the boys. This is a real ad. Do not hesitate to call if you're interested. Preference will be given to applicants named Bill, Randy, or Dave. Send us an email with a selfie and a little about yourself. Don't contact directly. That's the weirdest thing. And it all stemmed from they just saw this dude online who was grilling, and they were like, oh, look at that. Wouldn't it be nice to have a grilling dad hanging out with us?
So on June 19th, when we see the story that an entire family was murdered by a guy that responded to an ad on Craigslist.
By a deranged lunatic. Well, it turns out, so they posted a picture of these kids that are requesting this. And now what they said is they really want to go after Bill Murray. Says, where to say it? With all the publicity we've received, we've decided to go Bill or go home. Bill Murray, that is. We are dead set on getting Bill Murray to be our father figure. Well, now you're just being greedy.
Right.
Like, just be happy if some weirdo out there named Bill, Randy, or Dave is willing to come over for a few hours and call people big guy and champ. Like, so Craigslist is the weirdest place.
We can't pay you anything, but you have to bring your own girl.
Yeah.
Crazy.
This just into the newsroom. A Father's Day massacre gone bad as Randy Williamson,
five kids,
a dadplicant who applied to be a dad for a day at a barbecue, had a little too much cold beer and a little too many sharp barbecue utensils in hand as he decided to make kebabs out of the Johnson family.
Yeah, there's five kids, four guys and a girl.
Oh, he's killing them all.
Yeah. And one of them's in a wheelchair, so they're down to three guys that are going to be able to defend against
that
this
one last
lunatic dad. Yeah, just push him down and just push him down the deck stairs next.
Like, hey, we live on a house creepy on the hill. You want to try it out?
Hey, go check the mail. Push him down the hill. Now you're down to four. I don't know what's happening. This would make a good movie, right? Like, I know what your dad did last summer. Just one at a time.
What your dad did last summer.
One at a time. Kids are just dropping out of sight. What happened to Susie? She said she was going to run inside, and she's dead in the freezer somewhere. Old Dave, Champ Dave, just out there killing kids. That's weird.
You ever had a kebab?
That's just crazy. Like, they bury a pig to roast it, and then when they go to dig it up, one of the kids is in there roasted.
Oh, jeez. With that fear of God look as they died that way. You're like,
yeah. The picture of the dad, he looks kind of creepy. This is what sparked it all, was this picture of the dad. And he doesn't look like a typical dad to me. He looks
like a Wall Street dad.
Yeah, he's kind of weird. He's rolled his shorts up. Now, I know that there are some folks out there rolling up their pant legs now.
Yeah.
But who the hell rolls up their shorts? Like, he's pinch rolled his shorts. This is not good. You don't want that guy showing
especially
up to a barbecue.
Especially if you're wearing a romper.
No. No. Hey, did we get team rompers for the game? Should we have done that?
No, we should not have done that.
I would have played in a romper. You guys wouldn't have played in a romper?
You weren't worried about chafing.
Do you know there are also now lace shorts for men?
I was just going to say the exact same thing.
We rocking those at some point, guys?
Lisa, they did a story on Lisa's morning show, and they asked her co-host, and he was all, like, uncomfortable and whatever. Yeah. Like, it was, like, a legit question. But, yeah, no. Lacy men's shorts.
And rompers are now a thing.
Yeah, no. Uh-uh. What's the world coming to?
I don't know.
Fashion's heading in your direction.
I'm just now getting used to not wearing socks with shoes as a fashion statement. That's bothering me. I had to get
certain owners of certain sports teams that have gotten used to that for a long time. All right, we got plenty of show to get to, or just one segment if you want to get down to that.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, plenty of show.
One
We're
segment
done.
Left before we turn it over to the Blitz, but if you want to be a part of it, come on and join us, 713-780-3776, or hit us up on Twitter. We are the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5. I'll go big in your behind.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's the last segment of The Usual Suspects before we turn it over to the Blitz at 4. Assuming no technical difficulties and that the usual roster is back in place.
Are they on the road or are they here?
I can't answer that.
Okay.
I would assume on Wednesdays they're here. Normally it's a Thursday, Friday thing that they go.
Oh, is it? We're on the road tomorrow.
Yeah. It's the usual crew in studio. Okay. Today.
There you go. So the Blitz is back intact.
Fred and AJ.
The boys are back in town.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are, where are we tomorrow?
Truck lifters?
Nope. That doesn't sound right.
I'm
at
telling
all.
You right now, until I look it up, I ain't touching that.
Yeah.
Here, I'll tell you.
That's a team move right
that
there.
That is, yeah. That is not,
looking
that was
out for
not
the best
it at
interest
all.
Of my team.
I think did you just delete the whole?
I didn't delete anything on the text line. Yeah. Don't yell at me.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
No, not the text line. I'm looking at our document, our show prep. You just deleted everything.
I didn't delete anything.
Yeah, you did. I can't believe this. I was going to choose a topic to discuss, and you deleted them all.
Okay, I did delete it, but I just hit Control Z, so it's all bad.
Don't tell.
We will be at Truck Fitters on FM 19.
So I had one letter
tomorrow.
Off.
Hey, that'll cost you a sponsorship every
now and
then. Oh, that's
right. You said truck. What'd you say?
Lifters.
Yeah, we're at Truck Fitters.
Not even close.
On FM 1960, heading towards your neck of the woods, Barry.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
I'm not, but I'm excited to meet the new partners and
me too.
Forge a new relationship.
Me too. Maybe I'll get some stuff for my truck.
Oh, there you go.
So we'll see. Maybe they can help me with my running board issue.
Okay.
I can speak for them. Okay, I have a bone to pick with the Astros.
Bone it out.
Wait a minute.
Or bone in.
What the hell?
However you may choose.
I don't like the way he said that. He got excited. He got perked up about it. Bone it out.
You got the bone, so you go.
So the Astros on June 9th are having Star Wars night, and it's called Return of the Beltron. And I don't know if I like this. Well, I think it's cool that they're, you know, doing something about Carlos Beltran coming back to the Astros. The fact that they're calling it Star Wars night and making a play on Return of the Jedi with Return of the Beltran, it doesn't flow well at all, number one. And number two, why not do the Star Wars night on May 4th?
Or another 4th.
And if you're not, no, May the 4th be with you.
It
should be Star Wars night. I mean, if I have to listen to that stupid ass saying all day, why not just do Star Wars night on that day?
I get
it. June 9th doesn't make sense.
The first thing to me was, it's a real stretch to say the Return of the Beltron. Plus, it doesn't roll off the tongue. It doesn't have any flow to it. You know, you don't have anybody on your team that sounds like Jedi, but you make it close.
Yeah, the Return of the Beltron is a bit wordy.
Yeah.
It's clunky.
And then you get the choice between a Return of the Beltron bobblehead or like a t-shirt.
Really?
Not both. One,
I'd go
one
shirt
or the other.
For sure.
Kind of like when they did the Guriel wig.
Yeah.
You had to choose between the Yuli t-shirt or the Guriel rig. You don't get both.
I'm always going shirt. Bobbleheads and wigs are stupid. I don't have
any. Craig Larson's a lifetime bobbler.
Well, I'm not going to say anything. Somebody wanted to know, do y'all think Lil B lifted the curse on KD just because he went to the Warriors and Lil B didn't want his curse to get smashed?
I thought he lifted the curse on Harden.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Was there a Lil B curse on KD as well?
Not to my knowledge.
Right? I'm not aware of that. I would have to Google it.
And you have plenty of time to do that if you'd like to continue to do that.
No, there was a Durant curse.
Okay.
Do you think that's why he did it?
Sure. Because he knows they're good and they're going to win it.
That's what I'm saying. That would make sense because he's like, well, I've got to keep this whole facade.
Because let's think about this. We all had to tell Nick to Google just to come up with a Lil B song.
Yeah.
And Lil B has only stayed remotely relevant thanks to this ridiculous curse. So you need to keep your curses around in order to keep
Stay
yourself
relevant.
Around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody had the suggestion of Return of the Ayokai.
At least it's closer to Jedi.
It's a little better.
Yeah.
It's still just all.
And
he's not returning.
Now, isn't there also...
Aoki wasn't here before. It's got to be somebody coming back.
Good point.
But
what? And what's the other one where they did? Was it a Game of Thrones or something? Where they did? Was it Davinsky with a dragon?
I don't know.
They got another bobblehead with like Davinsky on a riding a dragon.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's kind of a stretch. These are for teams that are enjoying the process while losing 100 games. These are not for teams that are.
You talking about that shirt? Yeah. Somebody tweeted us.
Yeah, but we're not talking. This is a team that's a World Series contender. You don't have to have minor league promotions.
Well, and I get what they're doing, but I just it doesn't one like I said it's clunky, and two I don't understand why it's being done on June 9th unless that was like the first time Star Wars was released or something like that.
If there's
I don't
some
know.
Meaning to the date, I will say this: the beach towel was very cool.
Yeah, I didn't mind that
because it looked like the flag that orbit. It's like the Texas flag with Astros colors. I thought that was very cool.
Yeah,
but I'm not digging the whole Star Wars and then the whole like I said Davinsky on a dragon.
Thing. I'm not either. I don't like it. One more question for you, and Nick, you probably have more of a
grasp on this one.
Yeah, it's the one about War Machine. Did you see he was sentenced to life in prison?
Yep.
Eligible for parole in 36 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about him?
Wow. He's saying now that he found Jesus.
Ugh. Well, he can find him all he wants in a cell for 36 years.
He said, I don't where did it go? Not a day goes by that I don't seriously regret all those things that I did. I was very, very lost, very empty person. And to top it off, something's not right in my head. Plain and simple. I've known that a long time and I've hated it. I've hated the way that I think. I've hated my impulses. Half the time, I don't know why I do some of the things I do. And some of the times I do the things I do, even I don't even feel like I did them until it's already done.
Yeah, the guy is just...
I think he needs more than Jesus.
Oh, yeah. He's psychotic. He's weird. He's just crazy.
He also added... that smashing my face was like a sick form of therapy. It was the only thing I could do to prevent myself from killing myself. So he would just stand around and punch himself in the face. And then the article says that he said he found God after reading two books by author Lee Strobel that use history and science to prove Jesus is real. I think most people know Jesus is real. Like most people, I think most people, even casual fans of religion, understand that Jesus was a guy that walked the earth. Now, whether you believe that he was the son of God or just a guy, you know, there's all kinds of theories about was he the David Koresh of his era? Was he, you know, in fact, the son of God? There's everything in between. But I think most people and most religions still refer to him.
And, whether, and for you know, all that people think is real.
It's not
they
just
think
exclusive
it's
to Christianity.
Unreal what he did to a woman. There's a lot of people in disbelief just how far he went.
Yeah. I'm not, because this guy was just crazy.
I don't feel sorry for him.
Not at all.
This is the dude that was basically dropping deuces. Remember on The Ultimate Fighter, he was dropping deuces in the toilet tank? That way every time they flushed the toilet, it would like come up the bowl or whatever?
Yeah.
Like he thought that was a funny prank.
Didn't he do porn as well?
Yeah, well, that's who he beat up, his porn.
I know, but I think he did porn, but I think that's where they met. But yeah, he was doing porn as well as fighting and everything else. That's weird. And then he compared himself. He said something to the effect of, I should have killed myself by now. There's no reason right now that I shouldn't be in the dirt right now laying next to Aaron Hernandez. That's 100% true, he said in his statement. What a miserable life.
Just a weirdo, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, bye.
I mean, I think he needs more than Jesus. He obviously needs counseling and drug, you know, to help with his mental instability, but... It's a tough deal, man. 36 years, he'll be eligible for parole. He'll be 71. Well, bye.
No doubt.
Bye, Felicia.
Speaking of bye, see ya, and we'll talk to you. We are going to turn it over to the Blitz. Tomorrow, we will be on remote, but still be on the air. So please join us as you do every weekday, Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m., The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Diggle up, that's rockin' this show. Diggle up. ESPN 97.5.